Blog Talk Radio.
I'll draw all men unto me. He is
Anthem of Praise, Richard Smallwood. God bless you and good afternoon to all our listeners. You are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and here we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Certainly, we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. All right, now, we thank you. Thank you for sharing. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And certainly if you desire to call in at the appointed time, our phone number 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Those are the ways that you can contact us while we are on air. We want you to connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, and we are on Tumblr. All you have to do is look for Global Gospel. And if you go to our Facebook page, Global Gospel, if you go out to our Twitter page, Global Gospel, or if you go to our Tumblr page, Global Gospel, there's an embedded image, and you can click on that link, and it will take you directly to this episode and all other episodes, because all of our shows are archived. We also want you to know that we are syndicated on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Again, thank you for sharing with Global Gospel on today. We want to shout out a few of our sponsors: Millennis Factory, MPT Enterprise, Third Lounge, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Abyssinia, Nevaeh's Cake Creations. We thank God for you, you, and for you. And then we want to shout out our listeners. And certainly, if you want to get a shout out on today, all you have to do is sign on to our page, and you can leave me a comment on there and let us know that you are listening. But we do shout out the Townsend family and the Norman family and the Locke family and the Thompson family, the Hernandez family, the Stevenson family, the Gordon family, the Bridell family, the Bowers family, the Scott family, the Brinson family, the Wiggins family, the Furman family, the Allen family, the Natalie family, and all family and friends that are listening, all singers, all musicians, all authors, all clergy, all guests of Global Gospel. You are somebody and you are important because God made all of us special. And certainly God has given us all gifts and talents and callings. And certainly we are here to share our gifts and talents and callings with each other to make ourselves better, to be better people, to be better Christians, so that our light can shine and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. So we thank you, thank you, thank you, all of those that are listening around the world. Yes, I forgot our global connection, those that are here in the United States, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, Illinois, Michigan, California. We thank God for you, you, and you, those in Canada, Mexico, Brazil, Spain, Germany, Cameroon, Australia, Korea, India, South Africa, Italy, the United Kingdom, Kenya, the Ivory Coast, Sierra Leone. Thank God for you, you, and you. Certainly, I can't call everybody, but we thank God for you. You know who you are. For those that are listening in for the first time, our theme scripture here at Global Gospel, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And certainly it is our prayer today that if the gospel is hid to you, that certainly you found the gospel. If you've already found the gospel, we pray that you continue to share in the gospel and continue to spread the gospel. For the gospel is good news. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek. It's for the rich, the poor, the black, the white, to the beggar man, those that are down and out, those that are oppressed, those that are suicidal, those that are in financial trouble, in debt, in deficit, in depression, suicidal. God is there for you. God sees all and he knows all. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And we praise God today that we serve an omnipresent God. He's everywhere at the same time. He's all-knowing and he's all-powerful, and there is none like him. And so we thank God for God being God. We can search all over, and we will not find any like him. Certainly, we do have a special guest that will share with us in just a few minutes, but we want you to know, if you need to connect with us as well, you can reach us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550, and our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Well, this next selection, before we hear from our guest on today, is entitled Spirit Breakout. And certainly we want you to stay tuned as the Spirit breaks out.
Heaven wrote your name, sing louder.
Spirit Breakout. Well, listeners, we are back. This is Global Gospel for those that have just tuned in. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and our special guest is here in studio with us on today. Hello, special guest. How are you?
Hello, hello, Reverend Lamar. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great today.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. You are doing great. For those listeners that didn't catch your voice, tell us who you are.
Yes, hello, listeners and everyone tuned in. My name is Classique. I am a violinist. I'm a freestyle violinist, self-taught, and a singer and songwriter hailing from Long Island, New York, Uniondale.
All right, Strong Island here. All right.
That's it.
Okay, you are a violinist. And you said freestyle. So tell us, well, our topic today, music satisfies. So tell us, how did you discover your gift and your talent and your call in life?
Right. So my call actually started a long time ago when I was a young kid, actually when I was 3. I used to live in Brooklyn, and one of my favorite shows was Star Search. So I knew I used to watch Star Search all the time, and I would tell myself, like, wow, I want to go to Star Search. And then another show that I loved was The Apollo. I used to love watching Showtime at The Apollo. So just from very young, I knew I wanted to be involved with music, and I just loved everything about it, just the creativity, the artistry, just people being able to share their gifts, because I do believe strongly that, you know, we get these gifts from up above, from God himself, and it's our duty to, like, share it with others and the world. So, you know, as I got a little bit older, I knew I wanted to play an instrument, and the instrument that I chose, it wasn't the violin, it was actually the drums. But they didn't have any drums available in school. So my older sister, she used to play the viola, which is a instrument that's similar to the violin as far as how it looks, but it's actually an alto instrument, whereas the violin is considered to be a soprano instrument. So, you know, when she wasn't home, I would take her instrument out, I would explore, and I eventually learned how to play it by ear. So I taught myself how to play, and I would just, you know, pick up little tunes off the radio from my favorite TV shows. I would learn the theme songs and things like that, and I just developed that skill and my ear training. And later on, eventually, I picked up the instrument in school because, like I said, they didn't have any more drums, which is what I really wanted to play. They didn't have that available. So I stuck with the strings, and, you know, I continued playing, and I realized that I loved to just lock myself in a room sometimes, and I would play anything for hours. I would explore the ins and outs of the instrument. I would explore listening to different styles of music. I would watch different orchestras perform and try to mimic what they were doing. And, you know, over time, I continued to develop my craft, and I continued to develop my craft, and I started to play places. I started to play at, you know, talent shows at my high school. I played at different little open mic events around the neighborhood and things of that sort. And I just realized that people used to get something from my playing. And the fact that they were being able to feel a certain feeling, it was able to evoke an emotion, I knew that was a power beyond myself. I was certain that, like, listen, God, you literally dropped this gift in my spirit that I'm able to even know how to play this thing to begin with. And I felt like I was a vessel to connect people to just open their eyes, open their hearts to receiving love. So, I think that's how that went, really. I don't mean to ramble on about it.
Wow.
But, that's how my journey went.
Wow, that's a blessing. And, you know, and as we all know that so many times what we set out to do in life is not necessarily how life happens for us. And I wanted to play the drums, too, in elementary school. But I think the drums are always, they're always taken first. I think everybody goes for the drums.
Right.
I don't know if that's still true or not, but that's how
it is.
It is. It's something about the drums that are just attractive to everybody. I don't know what.
Yeah,
it is.
It's a rhythm. You know, you feel it in
the
your
rhythm,
soul.
Right?
You want to just, you know.
I hear you. So, yeah, so I had that same issue, too. So I definitely feel your pain. And I ended up, I didn't end up in orchestra, though. I ended up in band with the trumpet and the baritone horn. But
oh, awesome.
So you said that you're also a free, how did you describe it? A freestyle violinist?
Freestyle violinist, yes.
Okay,
so, by freestyle,
so now.
Nope, go ahead.
Explain that. No, explain that to us.
Right. So by freestyle, I mean improvising. And that again, means playing whatever comes to mind. So it's not anything that's rehearsed. I'm not reading sheet music. I'm not playing a song from memory. I'm playing whatever into, you know, whatever comes into my mind right there on the spot.
Okay. So now, I'm sure we've all had formal education and training and music, and you taught yourself to play by ear. How did that work with an instructor?
Right. So it works two ways. It works to my advantage and also to my disadvantage. So to my advantage, it works by the simple fact I play by ear. So it's kind of like if I recite a line to you right now, the Cat in the Hat, you recite it back to me. The Cat in the Hat. Simple.
Correct.
Right? It's only when it's like out of a whole paragraph, I now say to you, read these last two lines. But I truly don't know how to read. That's where the issue came in. So with instructors, you know, when I sat in class, I would play, keep up with everybody and play exactly what they were playing because I heard it so I could mimic it. But when you would specify a specific phrase or a specific line, a specific measure for me to reproduce, that is where I struggled because I didn't know how to read it.
Okay, I understand that. I know how that goes. So,
right.
So, the particular instrument that you are freestyling with is a violin. And usually,
yes.
When we think orchestra and we think violin, we think very formal. We don't usually think freestyle. And so
right.
Would you say you've gone against the grain?
Oh, I have. I've definitely gone against the grain of formal training and what is considered the norm and, you know, doing things by the book. And don't get me wrong, it's a great quality and tool to have, knowing technique and learning how to do something a certain way. But I also do strongly believe in being able to have a free will and creativity, you know, being able to explore and discover what is outside of the box, what is outside of the norm, you know, and being able to interchange the two.
Well said. So you some freestyle experience, you had some formal experience. And so where have your experiences taken you?
Wow. They have taken me all over. You know, I mentioned earlier, one of my favorite shows when I was a kid was Star Search and Showtime at the Apollo. And, you know, it was a blessing for me that when I was in middle school, I actually, my orchestra teacher at the time, Miss Oleen Davis, she introduced me to this competition. It was called the Hal Jackson's Talented Teens Competition. So I did that competition, and, you know, I was competing against a whole bunch of amazing contestants. I ended up not winning the competition. However, a representative from the Apollo Theater was there and said, listen, I think that they swiped you. You should have won that whole thing. And guess what? I want you to come to my show. And I'm like, the Apollo? Like, I didn't realize that they were, like, really from the Apollo. So truly they were. And I ended up going on to be a three-time winner at the Apollo Theater. And from there, I just continued going. I played at different venues. I played at the Village Underground, a common place that people know, the Cotton Club, the Blue Note. I played in various places in the tri-state area, solo and also with other musicians. I've played at festivals and things of that sort. So I would definitely say that my talent and gift has taken me on a journey, you know, just exploring all over and opening different doors. You know, it's a new door opening every day.
Okay, awesome. That is an awesome story. Listen, if you don't win in one place, it doesn't make you a loser. And would you agree, I'm sure?
Yes, absolutely.
And so we have to persevere in life, and, you know, we just have to keep pushing. If we know that this is something, if there's something in your life that you feel led to do or called to do, or you feel like it's a part of your destiny, you just have to stick with it. And so we've done a little talking. So I want our listeners to hear just a little sample of Classique, and then we'll come back and we'll share more about this particular selection, and certainly we'll share with our listeners how they can hear more from Classique. So this selection here, we want our listeners to listen to, and we will be back. Stay tuned, listeners. Okay, we are back, and that was just a sample, and I think we had a little technical difficulty at the beginning, but we thank God we were able to get the rest of that through to our listeners. So tell us about that selection, Classique.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing it also. So this selection is called Astinato, which is a musical term that means, you know, like a phrase that's repeated constantly, like a mantra kind of that you just say over and over. And I wrote this song about, I want to say maybe 6 years ago. That is also me that's singing on the record. and playing strings. And it really was me talking to God. This song, oftentimes in my music, I'll have open conversations with God, sometimes open prayers, sometimes my thoughts. But it was me saying to him, like, what I need from you isn't major. All I ask is your patience. And it tied into what I know my calling in life is. You know, for a long time, I was running away from being a full-time musician, being a full-time musician that shares freely the gift that I was given. It's like I would hinder myself, you know. And I noticed that I was doing that often. And, like, God kept speaking to me and dropping in my spirit, like, you need to open up and share. Like, I gave it to you, so give it freely, and I will replenish it, you know. So I was, like, walking in fear, and it was one day finally it hit me, like, I got to do something about this. So that is where that song came from. And, you know, just in the lyrics, I constantly say, what I need from you is a major. All I ask of you is your patience. And I say it over and over and over and over again because I truly mean that, and that's what I was asking for and praying for at the time. So truly, you know, years later, I see it manifesting itself and coming into fruition just where I am now in life with my craft and my gifts and what I'm doing and how vulnerable I've been and sharing my work with everybody.
That's cool. So I am going to commit that term to memory, Ostinato, and we're also here to learn from each other. It is something that you continuously repeat, a repeated musical phrase or rhythm. And I like how you said that you a lot of times have open prayers in your music. And what place does prayer have in your music writing or the lyrics or the tunes or the sound? What place does that play?
It plays a major role, you know. It really takes precedent aside from anything that I'm doing, anything that I might be writing about in particular, because not all of my songs are open prayers, but most of them are, you know, my thoughts and my, you know, my wishes, my hopes, my dreams and things. But it takes precedent in the sense that through my lyrics, no matter what it is that I'm talking about or speaking about, I want to be able to evoke an emotion in those that are listening, and I want them to feel good. I want them to feel loved. I want them to feel hope. I want them to feel that there's something beyond themselves, and, you know, that something is God, who we're all connected to, you know, and I feel like if I can, like, help someone to make that relationship with him, I feel like mission accomplished. And if it takes you getting so inspired by hearing something that I've created that you start to rethink and reconsider, you know, what you're doing or start to get hopeful for yourself and your life, then I feel like that's what God is using me for, you know? So I feel like job well done if I can do that.
Awesome. That is well said. And our topic today, music satisfies, and I would say that, and that was a quote that I read, found a long time ago, and like you said, if your music helps somebody or it connects them with God, then certainly that connection is about satisfaction, and music,
yes,
we know, is the universal language, and so that's something that everybody
Absolutely. Can
identify, and, you know, I also... Someone I had as a guest a little while back, they made a statement and they said that they were talking about hymns, and they were saying hymns
mm-hmm.
or prayers with music or something like that. And so that's awesome how you connected your music to be some of your music, not all of it, but much of your music is an open prayer. And definitely you have to make that connection and communication with God. And so what are some, and we're going to tell our listeners how they can hear more of your music in a few minutes. Tell our listeners life lessons learned through music.
Life lessons learned through music. I would say don't be afraid to take risks. You know, I just saw a quote and put a quote up the other day that said, you don't know the risks that you don't take are the ones that could change your life. Well, actually, it said that risk that you're afraid to take might change your life. And a friend of mine actually changed the word might to will. So it read that that risk that you're afraid to take will change your life. And that is probably the largest lesson that I've learned through music, because you don't know what's on the other side of that door. And it's the unknown that creates fear in us most of the time. But it's like you have to push through that and trust. And that is what faith is. You know, if you just have the faith of a mustard seed, then you don't know what world is going to open up for you. And that is what I equate to, like, risk-taking. So I think that's the biggest lesson.
That's a great lesson to share with our listeners on today. And for our listeners, our number in studio, if you want to give Classique a shout-out, our number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. So Ostinato was a part of a larger collection of music. Tell us what that collection is and how our listeners can hear more of that collection.
Okay, awesome. So the collection, it was from an EP I did. It was a small project, and the title of the EP was called Self-Expression Misunderstood. So on this project, I was just freely expressing myself. So the culmination of open prayers, like I mentioned before, and just stories about my life, my feelings, my thoughts, my emotions. And I compiled that into a 6-song project. You know, for a lot of listeners and fans that I've had and supporters that have been supporting me along the way on my journey. However, I never had any music available online for them to hear. So I created that project specifically for them. And, you know, I only put it on one platform because I wanted to give them something that they can hold on to while I continue working on a larger project, an actual album that I would put on all major platforms. So this project is available on SoundCloud. So if you go on SoundCloud, you can find it. Just type in my name, Classique 516. That's CLASSIQUE 516. And, yeah, you can find that project there to listen to while I continue working on my album.
Awesome. So, listeners, you heard that information. And certainly you know how you can hear more from Classique, the EP on SoundCloud. Which is there anyone like you would like to shout out that helped you with that project?
Yeah, so I would love to give a shout out to two of my little brothers. They were two features on the project. One of them goes by the name of Jordan Grizzle. He's from Miami. He's an amazing and phenomenal singer, songwriter, lyricist, and so much more. So he was on the project, and also my other little brother, One Take Carter. He's from Uniondale, where I'm from, and he was gracious enough to bless me with a verse on one of my songs. And also my producer, Martian Beats, a.k.a. Mikey, he produced one of the records on the EP. And, yeah, those are people that really played a major part in creating this work.
Awesome. Well, we thank God for all those people that collaborated with you on your project, and all those that are going to collaborate on future projects. Again, our number in studio, 619-924-0800. Tell our listeners how they can contact you. You are available for events. You did mention that you you're a full-time musician, correct?
Yes, I am. So everyone can contact me via my email. It is bookingclassique@gmail.com. Once again, it's bookingclassique@gmail.com. Classique is spelled C-L-A-S-S-I-Q-U-E IQUE. And they can also find me on my social media, all of my social media platforms, my Instagram, my Twitter, Snapchat, all of those things. It's Classique 516. Again, that's CLASSIQUE 516. So yeah, if you go to Instagram, that's like my main social platform that I'm active. My email is also in my bio, so they could just click there to book me. Yeah.
Awesome. So Classique, we are delighted that you would share with us today, and certainly we are coming down to the conclusion of our hour, and our theme here today, Music Satisfies. Our theme scripture was Psalms 105:4, and it says, praise him with the timbrel and dance, praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. And so It is so important that we keep music in our life along with God. And I know that there are, and this isn't to slight anyone, but there are some religions out there, or denominations, I should say, that don't believe in music. You know, that is your preference. But thank God that some of us belong to the noisy crowd. And we believe in music and making a joyful noise unto the Lord. And so we thank God that you have found your place in life and your God-given talent to share with our listeners. What would you say to young people or people that have experienced this past year or two in pandemic? How has that affected you musically? Has it allowed you to be more creative? Has it allowed you to be dedicate more time to your music? How has it affected you?
It has allowed me to be more creative and dedicate time to my craft. I feel like it was a blessing in disguise, you know. Granted, it was an unfortunate situation for the nation, the world, but it definitely was a time for us to be able to reflect and really sit down and be still for a second. Oftentimes we're on the go so much that we overlook that we need to be still and just breathe for a second. And in me being able to be still, I realized, like, hey, this is what you're supposed to be doing. I realized that I can actually hear clearer now. So I can listen to the messages God is trying to deliver to me that I couldn't hear before over all the noise. So with the world having to be at a standstill on purpose, I feel that it also was for a purpose, you know? So for all of his people to just take time to be still and listen and just get the seeds that he's dropping in our spirit and sow them and make something of it.
Awesome. That is well said, and that is making the best of our time. And certainly we do need to stay in tune with the voice of God and what God is saying to us in whatever situation, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. There is a message for us, and there's a message for someone else. What our listeners may not know about Classique is that Classique was inducted into the Uniondale Wall of Fame. You strong.
Yeah. You strong? Yeah.
How was that?
That was quite amazing. It was unexpected, you know, but I was very elated to receive that recognition because I have, you know, I've lived here for all of my life, really. And I love my community. I love where I'm from. I love the youth. I love the people. I love the creatives. And I'm all for camaraderie and just working with others and also volunteering my time. And like I shared before, I love to share. If I've been given freely, I too should give freely. So I love to give back and share with, you know, the youth, the community in any ways that I can. So to just be recognized and get a call one day saying that, hey, like, we're choosing you to be recognized for this, it really was great, and it felt good to be seen.
Awesome. That is awesome. A great accomplishment that your hometown would and your surrounding area would allow you to receive such an honor as that.
Right.
To Wall of Fame. And so what our listeners need to do, those that are in the Long Island area, I'm just going to make a suggestion that in your travels, drive down Uniondale Avenue. And sometimes there's traffic on Uniondale Avenue. At certain times, there's a lot of traffic. So that'll give you a little time longer to look over. If you're headed towards Hempstead Turnpike, you can look to your right. And if you're headed away from Hempstead Turnpike, you can look to your left. And if you're in traffic, you can look a little longer. It is across from the Van Ness Fire Department, also Hofstra University. One of the fields on that side. So again, 619-924-0800 if somebody wants to call in. We have a few minutes left. Not a lot of minutes, but we have a few minutes left if you want to shout out Classique. And Classique, that is such a Classique name. Classique.
Yeah.
Where did Classique come from?
So Classique, it really, I've had this name since I was a young kid, since I was about 11, 12 years old. You know, I grew up around a lot of other creators. And I used to be in, like, this little music group. We would go around town performing everywhere and little, you know, talent shows and events and things. And I, you know, people just knew me as, like, BC, you know? That's my name. But then a friend of mine is like, man, you need a nick. You need a stage name. Like, you're too dope to just go by BC. Like, it got to be something over the top. So, like, we sat down one day in front of my house in the summer, and I'm trying to come up with names, and I said, man, I want to be classic. Like, I want to be a classic person. And he's like, yeah, classic. And I'm like, that doesn't ring. And then, you know, my mom, she's half, she's Haitian. I'm half Haitian. I'm half Nigerian. So my mom, she's Haitian. And I'm like, let me just use the French word for it, classique. That sounds so much better. It just has a ring to it. And it just stuck since I was like 12 years old. I've been classique ever since. And it's just grown to be my nickname that everyone, you know, that knew me from that long has called me that. So I continue to carry that around when I perform.
Wow. So you have two great cultural influences on your life.
Right.
So that is awesome. We are glad that Classique has made her debut into the music world and to the world at large, and to the Uniondale Wall of Fame.
You strong.
You strong. Strong Island. certainly I am a Uniondale alumni as well. And certainly we know that great people come out of Uniondale, out of Hempstead, absolutely, out of Long Island, out of Brooklyn, out of surrounding areas. Despite what statistics may say about our communities, God still produces great people out of some situations that may not even look as favorable. So, again, all of our listeners, be mindful if you perhaps missed any part of the segment on today. You can go back and listen on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play, or you can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or Tumblr, and you can listen to this entire episode. And I will say that the one thing that I have taken away from today's episode is ostinato, and certainly I'm going to rediscover that and reuse that in another way. They didn't teach me that in music, or if they did, I don't remember. So
it's not common that they have, but it's not common. Yeah, it's not common. Like, you've probably been taught like motif, you know, or something of that sort, but ostinato is similar in that sense.
Okay. All right. So we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Hey everybody, this is Marlon, just calling a shout out Classique on this fine day.
Hey Marlon. Thank you.
Thank you for all you do.
I appreciate you. I do. And everybody else tuned in, I appreciate you all too.
Thank you. We appreciate you as well.
You're strong.
Thank you. Thank you, Molly. You're strong. All right. If somebody else wants to get in on this, the number is 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. We have a few minutes, and certainly we are going to close, and we gave you a sample of Ostinato, and as I was saying, Ostinato is a continually repeated musical phrase or rhythm, and that repetition was expressive of a prayer, and I know that many of us have prayers and petitions that we share with God in our private times and our devotional times or sometimes publicly. And so was an example through musical expression. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to conclude this episode. Also, we started out with, I don't think we talked about our introduction song.
Yes.
Did we talk about that?
No.
So tell us why that was your choice.
It speaks to my soul, you know. I'm all about feeling and emotion and what I can pick from music. So there's plenty of songs, plenty of worship songs and gospel music, but Spirit Breakout is one that it's true to its title, Spirit Breakout, and I feel like every time I hear it, I get inspired and I want to do more. I want to like just walk in my purpose and do what it is that I'm supposed to do. So that song in particular is very uplifting, very motivational, very inspiring.
Okay, awesome. So before we go, and I want you to I know we shouted out some of the people that produced your album. Is there anybody else that you'd like to shout out today that have been an inspiration to you, maybe, or, you know, family,
yes,
friends,
absolutely,
neighbors?
Yes. Well, I would love to give a shout out to Ms. Oline Davis. She is my mentor, my music teacher in middle and high school. I would love to give a shout out to my friendager, G-Rock. She's always been a major part of my journey and my growth and holding me down. Also to my friends, all my close friends, Lee England Jr., also a super amazing violinist that has been mentoring me as well and just helping me along this new space that I'm in as far as my journey, because he's done it and he's lived it. And, shout out to my band. I had a show last night. Just a small intimate setting where I was recording, doing a live in-studio recording. So my entire band, you know, they were very great. They played amazing, and they made the night worthwhile. So, and shout out to you.
Thank you.
For having me on, you know, the show. It's really awesome. And shout out to Marlon for, you know, making that connection happen. So I'm grateful.
Thank you. So with that being said, I think I'm going to conclude with, we're going to conclude this episode with the Clark Sisters, and I think that is so fitting. They have a selection called Instrument of Praise, and God has made you and many others instruments of praise. And so before we conclude with that selection, you made a statement that your music is open prayer, and so we want you to conclude with maybe it's in form of ostinato, or however you choose to leave our listening audience with an open prayer.
Oh, awesome. No problem. I just want to take this time wherever you are to just bow your heads. And, you know, Father, we thank you just for bringing us here today to have a platform that you have provided through Lamar and Reverend Lamar in being able for us to be connected with one another, to have open conversation with you, about you, and just seeing how we can stay connected with you. So I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful for all of us to be able to fellowship with one another in this way. And we just thank you, and we pray that you continue to fill us with your wisdom, your spirit, your love, and all of the fruits that are you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Instrument of praise. Thank you. God bless you.
You too.
Designed to praise in every way, gifted with music, anointed with love.